News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
New research may rank Ireland fifth globally for children flourishing, but the picture may not be quite as rosy as it seems. According to the landmark report by the World Health Organization, The Lancet and UNICEF, the health and future of every child worldwide is under immediate threat from ecological degradation, climate change and exploitative marketing practices. Anthony Costello is Professor of Global Health and Sustainability at University College London, one of the authors of the report. Professor Costello, let's start with the positives. We rank fifth in terms of children here in Ireland, in terms of children flourishing, even above the Great Danes, a cause for celebration. But what exactly does that mean to our listeners?
Well, that is good news in the sense that we constructed a global index based on whether children are flourishing or not. And Ireland does rank extremely high on indicators of survival, nutrition, growth, development, maternal health, protection from violence. So Ireland is a very healthy place for children today. But we also looked at sustainability and to what extent countries are damaging their children's future as a result of carbon pollution, which is causing climate change. And when you rank countries according to that, the league table goes into reverse. And Ireland is 154th. In the world, because it is 208% above its 2030 target for carbon emissions. And you say, well, what's that got to do with children? Well, it's going to cause terrible problems for us, and we have to listen to the scientists. The Paris Agreement, signed in 2015, all agreed that we would try and keep global warming to less than 1.5 degrees. We're going to exceed that within the next 10 years. And if we're carrying on at the current rate and heading up towards 3 or 4 degrees of warming, children are going to face a very uncertain future with heat waves, climate, weather emergencies, malnutrition, food and water insecurity, migration, all the kinds of things that David Attenborough have been talking about.
Okay, so in the short term, we're doing very well. Medium to long term, Ireland is not, like many developed countries, not doing so well. I'm fascinated as well by what the report has about what you term exploitative marketing practices. It's something maybe we don't think of that much in relation to children, what they're exposed to.
No, we're deeply concerned about this. Look, we've known for a long time that, you know, children in the West, many are seeing 30,000 ads a day on, in a single year, 30,000 ads on TV. We know there's big exposure to vaping in America. We know that industry self-regulation has failed. But the big new thing is, look, we've seen an 11-fold increase in childhood obesity in the world over the past 30 years. And the big new thing in the last 5 or 6 years is that social media advertising and algorithms are aimed at our children, targeted. And children are now playing games, and all of their information on those games is being hoovered up by advertising agencies or the people that created the game, and then sent to places like Facebook and Google, who then target the children again specifically. And this is completely unregulated. And this is contributing to not only obesity, but to exploitation from, you know, fast food, sugary drinks, but also gambling. We're seeing a big rise in problem gambling in young children, certainly in the UK. I don't know the figures for Ireland.
I'm sure if it's a problem in the UK, it's a problem here. We would be very similar. It strikes me, Professor, that in one way, it's never been a better time to be a child than right now in the world, certainly in the developed world, if you can use that term. But there's also massive challenges that kids never had to face, previous generations of kids never had to face before.
I couldn't agree more. And I think we shouldn't be too sanguine about how wonderful the world is, even in wealthy countries. If you look at, well, I know the UK figures, the UN rapporteur came to the UK last year and wrote a report. And he said, look, Britain, fifth wealthiest country in the world or something, but 14 million in poverty, 1.5 million destitute, rising food banks, more than 80,000 children in homeless accommodation in London. All the wealthy countries are seeing increasing inequalities.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't just sit back and say everything. You're right at some level, certainly on survival and nutrition. Although, again, nutrition, hunger has increased since 2015. So, but we're trying to get across, listen, we don't have much time. Climate change is a massive threat to every child in the world. And we've got to do something about it.
Oh, you've kind of almost answered my final question. You may or may not be aware, we're in the process of government formation here. We've just had a general election. In terms of what the next government should be prioritising for our children, obviously climate change is a big one. We also have a homeless problem here. We have kids waiting on waiting lists for different types of educational services and medical treatments. Is that the priority for the government addressing those issues?
Well, number one is stop carbon dioxide emissions. And what Western governments can do is stop subsidizing fossil fuels. Renewables are cheaper now. Think about our food system for local production and what we eat, and think about replanting the planet with trees. But you're right, we've got to place children and adolescents at the center of policy, not as some peripheral thing. We've got to incorporate their voices into policy, and we've got to tighten up regulation of commercial marketing. In fact, even Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook wrote an article in the Financial Times yesterday saying he agreed that we needed regulation, and we're suggesting that we add to the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child.
Okay, we will leave it there. Professor Anthony Costell, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.